Good morning, DMV. You are tuned into the Kickback DMV with your host, Diamond B. Frazier. We are broadcasting live from Dragon Radio at Howard Community College. I have with me the beautiful, the talented. Yes, the sister is a queen. Brooklyn Love. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Where are you from?
I'm from Maryland, Peachy County.
Okay, but you be in D.C. a lot?
Yeah, I'm definitely in D.C. a lot.
Okay, so how long have you been singing?
I've been singing for my whole life, really. I started, like, as a toddler in the house, and then my mom put me in church. And then from there, I realized I really want to do it forever once I heard the reaction of the crowd and everything.
Do you believe that everybody can sing?
No. I don't think so because, well, you know what? If you think you sound good, then you sound good. It's all about your ear.
Look at you being positive.
It's your ear, you know. I mean, you can sing in a choir. Like, if you can hold a note, you can sing in a choir. Mm. But singing solo is different because it's kind of like you have to be able to harmonize. You have to be able to hit certain notes. And, you know, not everybody can do that.
Because a wise guy once told me that everybody can sing. You just have to get a vocal coach.
And if you get a vocal coach, that'll help you to be able to sing in the choir or be able to, like, talk sing. You know what that is. So definitely you can do that. But, like, singing classically and R&B like I sing, I don't think everybody can do that, you know.
There goes my dream. Look, I was in the car
you can
practicing.
Do it.
Like,
everybody sounds good in the shower, for sure.
You believe that?
Yes.
Wholeheartedly.
Oh, yes. Oh, look. I believe that.
Well, I don't know why my mother always told me to shut the door down. But anyway, so I typically... my show is not just based on, like, artists and stuff like that, but that's just who I know. I know a lot of artists, and I've never came across a singer. So shout out to you for being the first singer on the show. Definitely. So when there's people rapping and stuff like that, there's a lot of different rappers, but there's not a lot of different singers.
Yeah.
And you can switch up your style of rap. You know, you can rap about conscious stuff, or you could just do the turn up stuff. Like, how can you change that as a singer? Like, switch it up.
Yeah. Since I started in church and I went to private school and I also studied classically, I know how to sing different styles and I listen to different types of artists. So I do R&B, but I also like pop. And then I will, like, so it's basically when you get certain beats, the beat will basically tell you what the song is going to be about or what style is going to be. You can have a pop beat, you can have a trap beat, you can sing over it, you can sing talk, you can rap too as an artist, as a singer, and then just sing on the hook, you know. So you can definitely do different styles. It's just about whatever you're comfortable with or if your voice will allow it, you know.
Yeah, so what defines you, like your singing?
Yeah, I'm definitely R&B, but you will hear pop, you will hear R&B, and you'll hear like an urban feel as well, because I'll have like rappers, like I have on one of my singles, Hollywood, I have a rapper on there, and so it's like
I
do different feels, and you know, I'd like that because I listen to all types of music. I didn't want to make myself be just R&B, but I'm an R&B artist that can also do or also puts out pop and urban and maybe even like some island feels as well too.
So you did speak about you were singing a lot. And the reaction made you be like, all right, look, I could do this.
Yeah.
Like, look, this for me. What was that defining moment for you? Like, explain that experience.
Okay. I was really, really shy. And my choir director in church, she was like, you need to just go ahead and sing the solo. And I always would say, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I think I was probably about 10. And then she said, no, you're just going to do it. And she made me do it. And I, at church, that Sunday, I sang. I was so nervous that I was going to throw up. I sang.
Oh, God.
And then the whole crowd was just screaming, hollering. And I was like, oh, my gosh, they really think I sound good. It's not just my mom and me that think I sound good. And everybody liked it. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I should sing everywhere. So when I got to school, I was always doing the solos and choir and everything. And that's when I started writing songs. So for my friends at recess, we would perform it for everybody.
Aww.
And all that. And I was like, oh, we're Destiny's Child. We're the new Destiny's Child.
Yes.
And I would just do that. And I was so excited. And I just never stopped. Like, I would always say, I'm a singer. I'm a singer. This is me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what made you do a solo and not do a group?
Because I know that with a group, it's not always going to mesh well. Like, over time, as you get older, people change, the ideas change, styles change. But when it's just you, you can decide what you want to be like, what you want to sound like, what you want to look like. And nobody can say, well, I'm not comfortable with this. You know, if it's just you, you're all good. And I think that I never really wanted to be in a group. It was just for school because I was so nervous and shy. If I had my girls next to me, then I was fine. But once I grew out of that, I was like, okay, yeah, solo.
So you seen the show Chasing Destiny?
I've seen a little bit of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if Kelly presented you with the opportunity to be a part of a group?
I wouldn't do it because okay. I don't think you should compromise like what you're comfortable yes. with. I wouldn't do it, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to get into a segment called Would It or Quit It. And I'm going to give you questions, statements. You just tell me if you're with it, that means you agree. You quit it, it's like, nah, that ain't my cup of tea. Yeah. But I want you to also respond to it because some of them are questions.
Okay.
All right. So the first one, is it normal that I'm afraid of becoming an official Christian? I was raised in a religious family and we go to church every Sunday. I practice in church activities and sort of believe in God. I'm 18 now and I still haven't done prayer of salvation. I voted every time the call is done. I feel it's too soon. I don't want to make such a choice now because I'm afraid of being stuck in church for life.
I'm defined.
Okay.
But I understand how it can be difficult because I was raised with two religions. So I had to decide basically by learning myself mm-hmm. rather than saying, okay, what does my mom say? What does my dad say? Because both parents were two different religions. So I think you should just kind of explore on your own. And then you can figure out what's best for you. Because, I mean, if you listen to your parents, then you're always going to feel like you didn't decide. You didn't have your own mind with it. And then you're never really going to know if this is, do I really believe this or do I just believe my parents tell me because I'm being respectful to them. Exactly. So I think you should just try it on your own.
What were both of your parents?
My mom's a Christian. My dad's a Muslim. So I was raised Muslim. And then I was Christian because I decided to be Christian. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So you believe that you could be in a relationship with somebody who is a different religion?
Well, the thing is, when they got married, they were both Christians. Then my dad converted to Muslim.
Okay.
So I probably wouldn't do it. Okay. I would stick with where my religion is. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's okay.
So what made you go Christian and not Muslim? Because that's really, it's like a trend.
It's a trend.
In DC and PG, and people don't really understand what it means to be a Muslim. It's like everybody hopping on that. So what made you go Christian and not Muslim?
Well, it's kind of personal reasons. Mm-hmm. It's just like so obvious to me to be Christian. Yeah. Like, he's just everywhere in me, like in my area, like what I'm going through in life, everything. Mm-hmm. It's just telling me to be Christian, you know. Okay. And that's kind of like a personal thing that person will have to really go through things in life and really see and really pray, you know, and get there. Because I personally think they should go ahead and be Christian. But, you know, it's not about what I think. It's what they feel.
Their own experience.
Yeah, what their heart tells them.
Gotcha. So the next one. Is it normal that I hate black people music? I love black people. I have black friends. It's just their music is so horrible. It's pushed on everyone on every social platform. Why? It sounds bad. With it or quit it?
Of course not. The music, I don't even know what they mean by black people music because we listen to all genres just like every other race. Mm-hmm. I don't, because pop, R&B, country, tech, mm-hmm. house, all those genres is for all races.
Yes.
So they might be talking about rap, I guess. Okay. And that's not black people music sucks. It's just that maybe the new rappers out now don't rap about anything mm-hmm. that they want to hear because it might just be becoming gibberish now.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm sick of that, which I understand because we're all sick of that.
Yeah.
You know, they love black people. They just don't love the people that's rapping and they just so happen to be black. So I understand that. Yeah, I'm with that.
All right. So this last one, is it normal that I can't decide if I want to be successful or happy? A lot of people say they go hand in hand, you know. If you're successful, you'll be happy. I don't think so. If I'm successful, I have everything I ever wanted, and I won't be happy. And if I'm happy, I won't be successful because I won't have everything I ever wanted. With it or quit it?
That's kind of interesting because with being a musician, you have to sacrifice, like, spending time with your family or friends because you're always, like, doing different things. But you know that you're doing it so that way you can be able to take care of them. In the end, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think you have to choose to be successful or happy. I think that your happiness is inside. Like, you can create that. You don't have to let the success and everything going on around you dictate whether you're still happy. So, really, that's kind of like a personal, you know, an inner battle.
Yeah.
You can accomplish everything you want to accomplish, but still, you know, hang out with people, talk to people, your family and friends, you know. You can still do the same things. I never understood why people felt that way. But I guess once you're up there and you're really not being able to talk to those people and that you really love, you kind of feel like you're missing out. You can't go out with them and go to all the events and stuff, family functions. But, I mean, you can make time for something that you really care about. So
that is true.
Yeah. So if you really care, you will do it.
True. Do you feel like you had to sacrifice anything, like in terms of your happiness, like things that usually make you really excited? Did you have to give those things up to move forward in your career?
Well, sometimes when I'm like at the studio really, really late and I want to be with other people, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on being with them right now. I could be. But it's kind of like, it's going to happen again. This time right here is precious time that I need to take advantage
exactly.
of. They're going to be there if they're my real friends. They're going to always say, okay, whenever you're ready, we can hook up again later. Mm-hmm. You know, so I felt those ways in the moments, but then I realized,
yeah,
this is way more important because this is what I want.
Exactly.
And I'm happy because I'm choosing this. So
Did you or did you not lose friends along the way?
Oh, so I lost a lot of friends.
Wow.
I lost a lot of friends. And it was just because of there's no support. And if you don't have support, you're not my real friend. So I didn't lose them because they walked away. It's because I decided I don't want you anymore because I realized that you're not even going to support me. So imagine if I'm further. You're only here because of that.
Exactly.
You're not really here because you love me, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah, that's
so
fine.
So what does real support look like for you?
Real support looks like it's not just, okay, I have a song out and you post it on your page or all that. Mm-hmm. It's you calling me yourself saying, you know, I'm so proud of you. Like, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you need, I'm here for you. I want to help you. I love you. You know, it's just like talking to you because, and then also posting you because, and I shouldn't have to ask you. You know, it's just like things that you want your friends to do just to show that they care, you know. Letting you know, I like this music. I was listening to it. I heard it. You know, all that stuff is okay. important. If they don't do that, if they only talk about themselves and what they can get out of what you're doing, then, you know,
it's
a lot of things. But, yeah.
Well, RIP to those friendships, you know. We'll catch you later.
Yeah.
All right, so this next segment, it's going to be a pop quiz. When I tell you that nobody ever passes my pop quiz, nobody. But I dumbed this one
down hard.
Just a little bit. Because it's Beyonce. Like, who doesn't know stuff about Beyonce? You do a lot of Beyonce covers. I know you like Beyonce.
I love Beyonce.
I know you do, so you better pass.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to get right into it.
Okay.
All right, first question. What is the name of the group that Beyonce was a member of?
Destiny's Child.
Okay. See, look, that was easy. All
yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
What is Beyonce's full legal name?
Beyonce Giselle Knowles.
Yes, Beyonce fan. Okay, what is the title of Beyonce's first album?
Dangerously in Love.
Ooh, look, she a real fan.
This is the best test ever. Oh my God.
What state is Beyonce's mom's side of the family from?
They're French.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what state was she from?
Well, not Texas, right?
No.
The French side. Baton Rouge?
Yes. Only did you get that because of the song? The song she did?
No. I actually watched the Beyonce documentary. Like, I had the audio, I had the book.
Look,
the
you
DVDs.
Break your records with the kickback. Look, they don't get nothing. But it's Beyonce. So
yeah.
But you're a fan. You're a real fan, I see.
Yes.
What is the title of Beyonce's sophomore album?
B-Day.
Dang. Check you out. All right, what state did Beyonce move to 3 years into her relationship with rap star Jay-Z?
What state? New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Every question. Where did she give her first performance of her hit single Deja Vu?
BET Awards.
She did.
Oh, my God.
This is a little scary.
I love her.
This is a little scary. Okay, real Beyonce fan in the building. What brand carries Beyonce's perfume line?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Come on, Beyonce fan. You was on the road.
I know. I was going to say Macy's, but that's a store.
You got this.
I feel like I do, too. I know.
I'll give you options.
Give me options.
Jardash, Machiavelli, Ralph Lauren, or Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, it's one of those, Ralph Lauren or Tommy, because she did that song. She did that song. So it's Tommy Hilfiger or Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
It's one of those, right, in it?
It is.
I know. Because she had that song. And those two are so close.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ralph Lauren then.
It's Tommy
Hilfiger. Okay. And it's because she had that perfume, the Wishing on a Star video. I remember.
I'll get that to you.
Yeah.
You're still a fan.
Uh-huh.
Who did Beyonce not work with on her second album, B-Day? Pharrell Williams, L.A. Reid, Rodney Jerkins, or Dark Child?
I know she worked with Dark Child.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. Oh, probably Pharrell, because Pharrell was on the last album. I'm wrong. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I don't give me that one. Who was it, though?
L.A. Reid.
Yeah, why would she work with him anyway? That's stupid. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so what artist or artists has Beyonce not worked with from the year 1995 to 2006? Aretha Franklin, Usher, Mary Mary, or Case?
Aretha.
Look at you! She, she is a true Beyonce fan. Shout out to her.
Almost won.
You guys still just tuned in to the Kickback Dandy with Brooklyn Love. We're going to go on a short musical break. So what song are we about to listen to?
We're going
to
listen to Take It There, my favorite song ever that I ever did.
Yes. Stay tuned. Tune into the Kickback DMV. I have with me Brooklyn Love.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, she's a true Beyonce fan.
Yes, I am.
So I can definitely count on the fact that she did pass my pop quiz first person, finally. I mean, dang, it's not that hard.
Yeah, not that hard.
All right, so we're going to get into Peep That Tweet so we can learn a little more about you. So I did go through your Twitter, and I picked out some of your most prominent tweets, so we're going to talk about those. Okay, so the first tweet I have, gotta realize when it's time to let go of baggage from the past so God can bless you with better. What baggage did you have to let go in the past? Like, are you referring to something specifically?
Yeah, specifically, it would just be people and feelings or emotions that you have towards people. So first, it would be some, like, anger. Because if you don't let go of anger and forgive people, then it kind of blocks any good things, you know, that will come to you because you're holding on to bad things. You can't get anything good out of that.
Exactly.
So I think you should let go of, like, stuff like that. And then sometimes relationships, either it be friends or, like, love, you have to let certain people go because they're only holding you back because of their own problems.
That's
and
true.
It comes on you. So you have to let that go in order to be blessed.
So do you believe in reconciliation with friendships?
Yeah, I do. Because I've had a lot of friends that, but I always have, like a couple best friends. Mm-hmm. And maybe we fought or something, and then we stop talking. And then you realize, oh, my gosh, I love them. I miss them. Mm-hmm. And we come back and be friends again after you talk about it and figure out how you're going to stop this from happening again and try to, you know, compromise with them. Yeah. I do believe in that. And even with, like, relationships, if they don't cheat, yeah, you can definitely reconciliate that.
So with a relationship, cheating is like defining, nah, bruh, I'm not coming back.
Right. You never go back to that.
So what is that for a friendship? What is that? No, I'm not coming back.
Well, you can cheat as a friend, too, by being, like, backstabbing, talking about you behind their back, type of stuff like that. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Oh, because, it's a rat.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be sisters or we're supposed to be brother and sister. You don't do that because it's kind of like, what won't you do? If you can cheat, you can lie, you can do everything.
So why are your best friends? Because everybody has friends, but what makes them your best friends?
Best friends because I know if I need something, they need something, they're going to be there for me. I'll be there for them. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that they would not do for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like just a bond. Like you can talk about anything, you can do anything, you don't feel judged.
Exactly.
But they also are not yes men. They will tell you
like it is.
Yeah, like it is. And it's like, you just know this person's from God because they're really like there for me and it's just like they're honest, they're real, you know, they're real than their best friends.
That's hard to come by. Shoot, I need a best friend.
Yes, it's hard to come by. You just have to. Meet them at the right time,
mm-hmm.
and you meet every friend you have is for a reason.
Definitely.
You learn and then you get a new one, you know.
So how many best friends do you have?
One.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because people usually say, oh, I have three best friends. I'm like, how does that work? Because best, it's only one best.
Yeah, I've had that three best friends before.
Were y'all friends together?
We were all friends together, but I could never be by myself with all of them. Only one I could be by myself with. Mm-hmm. The other two, I couldn't hang out. It was awkward. It was weird. But when we were all together, we could talk. So I realized they're not my best friends. I just like them.
Yeah, like yeah, they're just like kind of close when we all hang out. Like those are the two I'll call.
Yeah, they're just cool.
And then we all hang out together.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
So the next tweet, never settle for less than you deserve. All right, so in this industry, what do you feel like you deserve so far? The work that you put in, what does Brooklyn Love deserve?
You are only going to get as much as you put out. So you have to put out what you feel like is the best. You're going to get the best reaction.
Correct.
And sometimes, of course, as an artist, you're not going to get seen yet until somebody retweets or somebody posts you or something, and then somebody sees you like, oh my gosh, then you start getting noticed. Because you can be a great artist, but nobody sees yet. So true. It's all about who you know and who's seeing you. So I feel like I'm getting what I deserve right now. Mm-hmm. And then once I'm putting out more, like the video, I have a video coming out today. Like once I put out more, it's going to, you know, you're going to get more. Once people are seeing you and hearing you, you just have to put yourself out there and really... It doesn't have to even be good sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, when you put yourself out there, that's when you're going to get noticed. Somebody's going to like it, you know. Mm-hmm. Awards and everything, that comes, you know, as you, you know, put out more and more and more and more. And, you know, so, yeah, I feel like I'm getting what I deserve right now.
So what would be the time where you feel like I made it? Like, what would that look like for you?
I made it when, okay, I have maybe some Grammys. Or even I was just nominated for these great awards.
Yes.
I feel like I've made it then. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of like a worldwide thing. When the world knows me, I'll feel like I've made it. But really, it's kind of an inner thing, too, when you feel like, okay, I put out this great music, and I have a nice fan base that's really rocking with me.
Exactly.
And they're the ones that's, you know, pushing this. It's not just me pushing this anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yes.
That's when
People loving this. Yeah.
Okay. So... I never met anyone as real as my BF. Was that a boyfriend or a best friend?
My best friend. Yeah, it's the same thing, but yeah.
So your boyfriend is your best
friend? Uh-huh.
What makes him so real? Because look, we all looking for love, the ones that ain't snatched.
Oh my God,
yet.
This
I
is
ain't
crazy.
Snatched.
Okay,
so
well.
So what make him real?
Well, we were best friends first.
Okay.
So it's not like you, like most people, you just say, oh, I like somebody, and then y'all start talking and date. But we actually were best friends, like just talking all the time, hanging out, going out to eat all the time, like just my best friend. And he's real because he's honest, the most honest person I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Wow.
Like, you know, you don't meet people that are really going to tell you.
You don't.
About themselves and about yourself and not be afraid if you're going to stop talking to them, you know. And I like that, you know, that's so important to me because I was afraid to be honest with a lot of things because you just think, oh my gosh, they're going to stop liking me or they're going to judge me, but he's not like that.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah, real.
Because sometimes when you have a best friend, shout out to all my guy best friends that I don't have anymore because for reasons like that, when they like you, it's like you kind of want to take that step, but you're not sure. So what made you go ahead and cross over to the boyfriend side?
It was kind of like, undeniable, like when you spend time with somebody and you're just like, oh my gosh, I just love everything about them. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it will ruin anything if we just tried it. Then it's kind of a risk. You never really know for sure. Mm-hmm. You just take the risk and just hope everything works out. And the first kiss solidified it for me.
I was like, wow,
this is like a movie. You know, because you think That won't really happen, a movie kiss, but that really happens.
Wow.
And you kind of like, oh my gosh, everything else was wrong.
Yes, this is you.
Is right.
You're the one.
This is the one. You know, sometimes it's like that. Yep, that's how I knew.
Okay, so this next tweet says, humans are so ridiculous to me. Okay, so I say this all the time.
You do?
All the time. But what is your reasoning behind saying that?
Because they're just so, like, I feel like I'm not even one of them. Like a human, because I feel like I always am, I tell the truth, I'm on time, I listen. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you tell people to do things and they don't comprehend it. Mm-hmm. They don't, like, even with business things, You just want people to do things correct.
Okay.
And make sense. And they just don't make sense. And you just wonder, like, did you even think this through? Like, a lot of things people do. And I realized, because as an artist, you meet a lot of people and you deal with a lot of different people, and you realize that not everybody's going to think the same way you do. Mm. But you just wonder, why don't they? Because it just seems so obvious to act that way, yeah. You know? So, yeah, sometimes, I'm just kind of upset.
Sometimes it is based on your upbringing. And you also said growing up with both parents is really important to your growth as a person.
Yeah.
So do you feel like maybe that's why you're more the way you are instead of the ridiculous human?
And that's the thing. I was not raised with both parents.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of like that is important, but I was saying it more so for as in relationships, because, you know, you kind of need a man when you don't have a father, mm-hmm. more, or a mother when you don't have a mother. You know, you kind of want that woman figure or that man figure. I was talking about it in that sense. But yeah, that's true too, because sometimes with having a bad mom or a bad dad, that'll make you act ridiculous because that's all you see, you know. That's true. So, yeah.
So you were, both of your parents were in your life, but they just weren't together. Like, you guys were in the same household together.
We were, well, my parents split when I was three.
Okay.
But I was, it's basically like I was at one home or the other home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I was raised in my mom's home, though, like, lived there.
Do you think it would have been, you would have turned out differently if you had both of them your whole life?
I'm sure, maybe a little bit, but.
In what way?
Maybe more with. I would probably be nicer to guys if I was raised with my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so before we go, you did talk about that you have a video coming out today.
Yeah.
What song is that for?
It's for Rock Your World. I posted a snippet of it on Instagram like a few days ago, mm-hmm. and today it's going to be on my website. We just finished the website, so it'll be out iambrooklynlove.com, and then we're going to have the video on there today around probably 2.
Yes.
So if people can see that, that'll be like the first visuals for the song. Just something to hold them till I put the next ones out and the EP and everything.
Okay, so what else do you have coming up? Any shows, any more songs? Are you just pushing the video? What's going on?
I'm pushing the video, of course, but I've been singing at a lot of college games for like all the college games, mm-hmm. singing the anthem mm-hmm. too before the games. So I'll be doing that like all winter, wow. next year, everything. And then
that's major.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's big. Yeah.
And I started, the first one was on the like a few days ago, actually. Get the days mixed up. But yeah. And then I have,
what college was it at?
It was Georgetown.
Shout out Georgetown.
Yeah.
Shout out
Georgetown. I like Georgetown. Yeah, I love Georgetown. And then I have another one coming out probably Friday, mm-hmm. for my other one that I put a snippet out, Hollywood, the one with a light show.
Yeah.
That's part one. Because
you're going to be in it?
In the video? Yeah, he's in the video.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cool video. I love that video. It was so fun making that. And then the EP isn't coming out anytime soon. It'll be next year because, of course, I want to push all the singles and everything and make my rounds.
And then put it together.
Yeah, because it's done. It's just, you know, I want to wait till it's really time.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where can everybody find you, follow your journey, like everything?
Yes, well, all of my pages, like social media, Twitter, Instagram, and now the website is I Am Brooklyn Love. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Yep, okay. You can find it there. And the SoundCloud, too. So the links are in my bio, though, on all my pages.
Sounds good. You guys were tuned into the Kickback DMV. I have with me Brooklyn Love. Has so much fun. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, thank you.
Girl, you better be there.
I will, yes. Just
I'm not
invite
playing.
Me.
I will. Look, we're going to have another pop quiz. We're going to see if you're going to pass it. Yeah. All right, guys. See us next time on the Kickback.
Bye. Bye.